Welcome back to On My Way to School with me, Adam Peterson, the podcast. So excited that you all are here to join me for another episode. This episode is brought to you by my good friends over at ESGIsoftware.com. Now, if you don't know what ESGI is and you are a teacher, you are definitely going to want to check it out. ESGI Software is the leader in online progress monitoring. And right now, if you sign up with the promo code APEDU, head over to ESGIsoftware.com, start your free trial. That promo code is going to get you 60 days for free, 60 days of that free trial to try out this amazing progress monitoring software that will get you data instantly. So thank you to my friends at ESGI for that promo code and the offer to all of you listeners. So today on the podcast, I want to share a little bit about the word positivity with you, and how important it is to stay positive, especially when the world around you is falling apart or negativity is easy to find and kind of shows its face from time to time. I know that in today's education world, it is tough to stay positive. It's hard to do, right? It's hard to stay positive all the time with everything going on in the world around us. But we need to remember that these little ones that walk through our door every single day, regardless of age — I say little ones because I taught kindergarten — but regardless of the students you're working with, they need your positivity. They feed off your positivity. And I know that sometimes the issues going on in our classrooms with certain students or all of our students are what lead us to kind of walk away from those positive aspects of our day, because there's things going on out of our control. The one thing we can control, though, is our positive mindset. And I know that that's easy for me to say as I sit here in my office and not in a classroom. I get it. I'm not in the classroom every single day. I understand. But when I was in the classroom, I tried my best to do just that. Try to focus on the positive. Now, did I have things come up that kind of led me away from that positive mindset? Of course. Whether it was with, you know, people in the building, staff members, students, whatever it was that was going on during my day, there were always things that came up that are going to have negative impacts on your attitude and your day. But the one thing we can control, regardless of the things going on around us that we can control, is how we respond to all types of negativity. And I have found that the best way to do that is with a positive attitude. Here's a good example. Last night, my son broke his wrist playing in a basketball game. He loves basketball. He's loving his position on the team as the center. He started out with this game. It was against the other undefeated team in our conference. And he took a charge. We're so proud of him because he took a good charge. 2 minutes into the game, fell down and started holding his wrist immediately. He went out, sat on the bench and iced it and sat there the whole game. Didn't really show too much emotion. After halftime, came back out, tried to shoot around with his teammates, immediately went back to the bench. And I could tell from across the gym and the stands that he was hurting. Came over afterwards, and he usually sticks around to watch the game after the older kids. And he said, "We need to go." And I said, "Okay, don't you have to stay and watch?" He said, "No, I need to go home." We get out the door and immediately could tell he was in pain. So took him in. He knew that something was wrong, but we took him to the emergency room. They did an X-ray. The nurse right away was like, "I don't think it's broken. I think we're good. Let's just get a second opinion though from the doctor when he looks at the scans." Came back in and the doctor said, "Yeah, it's fractured. It's what they call a buccal fracture. So the bone kind of like impacted itself." And for a kid who absolutely loves this sport, who is loving every minute of it, loves practice, loves working at home on it, loves shooting around any chance he gets, and definitely loves playing with his friends on the court every night, I expected him to be upset. I expected some negativity. I expect him to show it. Not in a bad way towards the doctor, but I thought I would see some emotion. And one of the first things out of his mouth were, "You know what? If it's going to happen, Dad, now's an okay time to happen. We don't have a lot of important games coming up. We just beat the last team in the conference that we needed to beat. Doctor says 4 to 6 weeks. I'll be back by conference tournament time." And that was his response. He's like, it's Christmas break coming up. I'm going to have some time off anyway. There's no big games." And that really struck me, you know, for a preteen kid who could easily show some negativity in that situation. You know, his world just kind of crashed around him. Everything that he knows and loves right now, he cannot do. He can't skate in PE. He's loving that. He's not going to be able to play basketball at the open gym they have coming up this Friday night that he's been looking forward to. He can't do PE. He can't run around with his friends. He can't play basketball or work on baseball right now, two of his loves. And anybody would have the right then to feel a little negative, right? And get upset. And he didn't. He said, you know what? If it's going to happen, now's good as any time for it to happen, because I have a little break with winter break coming up. And I was so proud of him for acting like that. It made me think so much about the things that I do in my life when I react negatively to situations, when I could put on a positive attitude. So that's my advice for you today, is just try to remain as positive as possible in any situation. Is it easy? No, it's not easy at all. But here's one thing that I learned from a very good friend of mine that I absolutely loved when it comes to thinking positively. And this goes for whether you're heading home from school or on your way to school. Get those negative thoughts out in the car. Get those negative thoughts out in the car. That's a good place to do it, right? When you're by yourself, not worried about it. And my friend Cheryl Turner told me this one time. She's an amazing, amazing educator. She said she kept a pack of Post-it notes in her car. And on her way into school every day, if she had some negative thought in her mind, or on her way home, if she had some negative thought in her mind, she would write it down on a Post-it note and she'd stick it to her dash and she'd leave it there. She would leave it in her car, because the minute she walked into school or the minute she walked into home, that was when it was time to be positive. So that's a tip for you. Put on a positive face, keep a positive attitude, try to look past the negativity that's going on and leave your negativity in the car. Take that advice from my friend Cheryl. I love that advice. Leave your negativity in the car and talk about it the next day on the way to work. And chances are it's probably not going to be something that you really need to worry about it. So stay positive, everyone. We've got, you know, time ticking down until your breaks happen for the holiday seasons. I wish you all the best. Thanks for listening in today. Check out ESGISoftware.com, promo code APEDU to get your free 60 days, and try to stay positive, everyone. Thanks a lot. Have the best day ever.